Welcome to the Career Zone podcast, where each episode we spend some time focusing on something that's on students' minds right now. I'm your host, Rachel, employability and careers consultant with the University of Exeter. You can catch up on all of our episodes by doing all of those subscribing and following things. We're on Spotify and iTunes.
Hi everyone, I'm Christiana. So I'm the GBP for this year on Grand Challenges and Create Your Future. So would you like to introduce yourselves?
Sure, I'll go first. I'm Ben. I'm a computer science student who's just finished first year.
Hi, I'm Lauren. I am a maths student and I've just finished my fourth year.
Hi, I'm Abby. I'm a marketing and management student and I've just finished my third and final year.
Hi, I'm Sam and I'm a psychology student and I've just finished my first year.
It's really nice to meet you all. So did you want to give a quick explanation of what Grand Challenges is? So like, how would you describe Grand Challenges?
I would describe it as an opportunity to try something a little bit different from your course and work in an interdisciplinary group and just try new things.
I guess as well, being able to explore an area of interest that might not be related to your degree, but something that you'd like to explore further, and a way of gaining new skills as well.
Yeah, I think for me as well, it's been a great opportunity to engage in some teamwork in a field that sort of everyone is like equally knowledgeable or, you know, not knowledgeable on entry about.
I think it was quite a like fast paced week, but it had loads of support to get to like your end goal, whatever you decide on that being as a group.
Oh, that's really nice to hear that you felt like supported, because it was a very, very busy week. So I can imagine it was all in, full on the whole week. So if you don't mind sharing, what were your motivations for taking part in Grand Challenges?
I think mine personally was sort of, I think for me, the interdisciplinary aspect of it was a massive part of it. I think during the year of uni, you socialize with the people that you live with and the people in your course. But I think incentives wise, it can be easy to limit your scope to that. And I think it's really important to get out there, sort of meet a bunch of new people and also just engage on that sort of teamwork.
I've seen it advertised every year, but I've never done it before. But I've spoken to so many people who have told me how great their experience was. So I thought I should definitely join in before I leave. So I did it in my final year.
Yeah, that's kind of the same here as well, actually. I just thought it looked really interesting and it's a good way to meet kind of like-minded people as well that are interested in the same thing. And specifically because one of the topics was social media, because I've obviously got a marketing background and degree, I thought it would kind of complement it quite nicely and I could learn a lot from it, which I did.
For me, it was relating to my course because mental health and I want to go into clinical, but it allowed me to do something that I probably wouldn't do at all on my course and like produce something rather than just like learning about it, actually having something at the end.
Yeah, I think that is a massive draw for Grand Challenges to have a physical project. So on that topic, what was your project?
Our project was an ebook that serves to sort of guide parents of teens, preteens on the lay of the land where it comes to navigating social media consumption, so making it slightly easier to understand perhaps both the risks and the benefits of young people on social media, where it's quite a sort of developmentally, I guess, fragile period. It seeks to help with sort of collaborative navigation between children and their parents or carers without just, you know, hard banning it and, you know, enabling you to get the best out of it.
So sort of like moving forwards with the time, but then helping like parents from sort of the older generation who aren't quite sure how it all works to sort of understand a bit more about it and be less sort of afraid of it, that kind of thing.
Exactly, because I know for each of us it was important that social media be capitalized on, because there's a lot of benefits to it for young people, and it's massively culturally impacting, like the majority of young people have it. So it was important that wasn't sort of sidelined, pushed down.
That's a really interesting project. It's a bit like AI right now. Everyone's sort of trying to incorporate it into the curriculum so that people don't feel like that we're just kind of pushing it away because it's scary. Same kind of idea. So this is super broad, but what did you learn from the project?
Personally, I discovered that working in a group who, I mean, we were all really engaged in the idea that we'd come up with, and we all had so many ideas to share, and everyone was, you know, really working hard on it. And I found that a very different experience to some of the sort of group coursework things I've done in the past. So it was quite different from things I'd done in my course, and I really enjoyed that. And when you have a team like that, I mean, we put together a whole ebook in about 3.5 days, which I thought was really impressive.
Yeah, I think I definitely agree with the whole, because I'm a graduate this year as well, and I definitely agree with the whole like coursework group work. It's just a bit, it can get a bit really stressful and put a really bad name on group work. So it's really nice to hear that sort of Grand Challenges helps you to have a more positive outlook of group work and group projects.
Yeah, and I think the output, it came out very differently for working as a group than it would have if we had worked on it in smaller groups or individually. I think we all contributed a really significant amount, and that is part of the reason why it came out, you know, really well.
And I also think, well, I'm quite proud of like the speech we came up with in the end, because we did a voiceover that was recorded out with a playthrough of the ebook as well. So the amount that we got done during the like week long was amazing.
Yeah, that's a lot of things to get done in 1 week, so well done.
It was definitely one of the weeks it was the most like hard working I've probably done in a long time, but it didn't feel like it, to be honest. There was a really nice atmosphere around it.
It was a really intense week, but in like a good way, I think, because everyone was so engaged, and kind of like Lauren was saying, in terms of group work, it's probably like the best group work experience I've had, just because everyone was so engaged with that task. And like in terms of the way we kind of delegated, everything happened quite naturally as well, which was really nice. And all everyone's skills complemented each other, which I think having like the interdisciplinary aspect of it probably really helped with that, as we all brought different things to the table that then helped us produce like quite a big output at the end of it, really.
That's so nice to hear. So there were obviously a lot of talks that took place throughout the week. Could you talk a little bit about those, or some of those, what you liked and whether those talks like influenced your project or how far they influenced what you did?
I think it was really interesting to hear from people who actually work in the profession that we were talking about. So we were obviously looking at mental health, and we heard from psychologists, and I actually learned quite a bit as well. There were some things I kind of didn't really think about before. So it kind of gave us a lot of different perspectives, which we really thought about when putting together our ebook.
Yeah, the academics had a really broad range as well. That there were some people who had like hands-on research experience, like the one for our particular social media friend or foe target was very statistically based, which I personally found really helpful in sort of guiding the more factual elements of our ebook. But there were other like more lived experiences in some of the other speakers that were interesting because they provided a different kind of scope for what you might be like trying to aim for. I think having that mix was really helpful.
Yeah, I think it's really good to have a sort of diverse range of sort of perspectives to help you build that foundation for your project.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think just overall it was like a really good way of like setting the week up, and some of the talks were so interesting. I considered actually like swapping to a different topic because the talk was so good. The neurodiversity one was really interesting, but it just shows, I think, that any of the projects that you're probably looking to do, they're all going to be worthwhile, and it's just a great start to the week, I think, overall.
Absolutely. Well, one of the great things about the Grand Challenge is that the output being so open-ended means that, you know, if you can find a way to incorporate multiple targets, you are at liberty to do so. And I think that's really cool.
So what was your, this might be kind of difficult to answer, but what was your favorite part of the week?
I think for me, probably just like the teamwork element. We did have, our team just got on really well, like straight away. And we had like a good time whilst getting a lot of work done as well. it wasn't like, obviously it wasn't like a super serious work environment. We all had a laugh whilst we were like creating stuff and like helping each other out. And for me, that was definitely the best part, just having such a positive group work experience, I think.
Yeah, I think it's quite difficult to pick a favourite part of the week because I really enjoyed the entire week. I mean, when people ask me about it, I did say it's been one of like the most fun weeks at university.
That's really good to hear, because I think quite a lot of people that think that Grand Challenges is sort of like and just extra work and like a sort of something that is going to be really, really, well, obviously it's challenging, but too difficult to sort of bother with. So it's really nice to hear that you had a lot of fun as well.
So it's a little bit like nebulous as like a favorite part, but it was really nice to see how much progress we were making and how much effort was being put in while still maintaining that sort of light and sort of friendly kind of atmosphere. Because like hard work is, you know, on the face of it can be really quite scary, especially when you're like signing up for these sorts of extracurricular events. But when you are surrounded by people that are also passionate about what it is that you're doing, you can get a surprising amount done without it taking too much of a toll or like burning you out necessarily. Because I, you know, we were working like sometimes, you know, 6 to 8 hours per day, but I still like came home not feeling drained from it. And that was a really nice feeling because, you know, with some other forms of work, and especially my job over the summer, I come home and I'm just exhausted. So it was nice to have that sort of different outlook on the work I was doing.
Yeah, that's really great to hear that it wasn't quite work. It was like better than work. That's yeah.
I think my favourite part was once we had finished doing our talk at the end of the week, and just the like relief, like, and how proud I was of us getting it all done, because we were all quite nervous about doing a speech in front of like, it was 70 people maybe, and being judged on it. But like how proud of I was once we did it and how happy I was to have done it. That was amazing.
Oh, that's so great to hear. So you spoke earlier about sort of the support that you had throughout the week. So could you sort of expand on that a little bit? So it's very scary, obviously, and daunting to put together a project in 5 days. So what was the sort of support available to you?
I think some of the, I'm not sure whether they were SPAs or facilitators, there were people that were coming around the rooms either way, who were like sitting down with us, talking to us about what it is that we're trying to accomplish, the scope that we're trying to cover, and like whether or like how that might be perceived, whether or not that would be feasible in the time that we had. And it was like this kind of very, very collaborative atmosphere, and that was really nice. They came with like a good base of knowledge, and like just based on I suppose the things that they had done in the past, being from other demographics potentially. I know we had one person come over that was a parent who was able to give us some sort of advice on how to tone some of our ebook, which I personally found quite helpful. But yeah, everyone seemed to really want us to make the best possible output we can. And it was nice that we got like a broad range of advice that enabled us to do that.
So there was also support of helping us on continuing the project afterwards. So we went around to different groups who were like advertising their self, and they all talked to us about how they could help us with continuing on and like what our game plan was for the future with it, and like, yeah, how the future was looking for it. And that was really amazing to like see it as something that could go on forever.
Oh, that is really, really good. So actually, that leads me to my next question, which is, do you plan to continue your project? And if so, what do these plans look like?
I think broadly, yeah, the plan was that the ebook had a lot of potential like as to growth in the future. So we were all interested in the perspective of carrying it on forward. I think it's got, it felt like a lot of work, and the output is quite substantial. But I mean, when it comes to something that's so evolving and like broad in reach as social media, the potential as to how it can affect people and how to navigate that is really, really open. And there's so much interesting research that's being done around it nowadays that I've been looking at that I would have otherwise potentially or most likely not looked at. I feel a lot more informed about it. So there's a lot of room for that, which is nice.
Yeah, we talked about expanding the ebook because we felt while we did get a lot done, we would have liked to get a few more topics covered, as well as also creating research ourselves that's specific to what we're looking at. So like age related research and more mental health related research relating to social media, and then putting that in the book to kind of support what we're trying to help with.
Yes, because a lot of the research is sort of blue sky market research, and while that absolutely has a lot of place and can give you an interesting like purview on some more, the more personal side, it would be really interesting to get some less slanted research out, and that would definitely serve some of the things that we're talking about.
So this is the last question. What would you say to someone who is unsure about whether or not to do grand challenges?
I would say you potentially seek to gain a lot and lose very little. I had a brief period like right before grand challenges started, and I had a few other people echo this, where I was like, is this worth doing? Can I be bothered, if I'm honest? And I ended up, you know, just, you know, strapping on my straight face, getting a bit disciplined and being like, yeah, it'll be worth doing. I'll at least see how it is when I go. And immediately you sort of get absorbed by the atmosphere. And I would absolutely, you know, recommend it 100%.
I would also say it's definitely worth having a go, because, I mean, I wasn't really sure what to expect or what I was going to get out of it, because I think even the people that I spoke to, everyone has quite a unique experience. So I wasn't entirely sure what it was going to be like, but it was really, really good fun. And yeah, I'm really glad that I did it.
Yeah, I would just kind of like reinforce what everyone said, really. It's like a really good time. Like Ben said, you have nothing to lose. Like, because it's just, yeah, a lot of fun. Even on like the night before it started, and even the morning of, I was kind of apprehensive, thinking, oh, like, should I do this? But within, like, you know, the first few talks, you're kind of roped into the subjects that you're like looking into. And then from that afternoon, like, you get to meet your team, and then you're away, really. So it's just like a really fun week with like a lot to like learn, really. 100% recommend it. It's definitely worth doing, I would say.
So hi there, everyone. My name is Olivia. I'm a student program assistant who worked on the mental health challenge of Grand Challenges this year. And I am joined by some of the people from one of my mental health groups, which is very exciting for me. So if you all want to go around, introduce yourselves.
Hi, everyone. I'm Julia. So I'm studying business and management. I'm in my year two right now.
Hi, my name is Indra. I'm doing business analytics and I'm in my second year as well.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lorenzo. I'm doing business management second year also.
My name is Renia. I'm doing psychology first year undergrad.
Wonderful. So I'm sure there are some people listening who don't even know what Grand Challenges is. So if Ronia, would you mind giving us a quick explanation of what Grand Challenges is, kind of in your own words?
Grand Challenges, it's like a project week that you do within groups, and you do it with people of all different courses in all different years, and you get to choose a topic that you like and work within that topic and find an idea that you think that will be valid in like the 21st century, and like propose a project that you would do that will improve or like solve an issue that you think that's related to that topic. So we did mental health and we did neurodiversity, and we proposed to do something based on that.
Amazing. So just to talk about, kind of stick with the kind of grand challenges more widely, if you don't mind sharing what made you want to do grand challenges and do the mental health challenge specifically.
I wouldn't mind to share my like personal details, but actually I got ADHD my own as well. So the reason why I'm choosing for the mental health, especially for the neurodiversity topics, is because I always believe that people who are having like ADHD, this kind of disorder, it's not really like they've got like a disease or they're having some illness. I never believe in that. I just think, because, you know, I met so many talented people that they also like have different kind of neurodiversity cases. So I think it's because people, they have some misunderstanding. So they would think that, oh, because they're different from us, so they're not the kind of like normal people. But in my own point of view, I think if we can like have a good education and live them in a proper way, we can also, I mean, we all can find our own talent and can like to achieve the best version of ourselves. So that's why I want to attend for this session, because I think it's really meaningful, like, because our topic is specifically support and celebration for the neurodiversity. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. And it's so nice that you're bringing like your own personal experience to it. That's fabulous. Does anyone else have any kind of different motivations for Grand Challenges? I mean, Grand Challenges is great because you can do loads and loads of different things with it. I mean, I know in the Mental Health Challenge, you get loads of psychology students, or did people want to like work on their skills for their CV, that kind of thing? Lorenzo, what was your motivation for doing Grand Challenges?
I have like two main reasons why. My first reason is like same as Julia. I have personal motivation because I have cerebral palsy. I am diagnosed with cerebral palsy, and I want to help people that same as condition as me, and then help them to like reach their full potential. The second thing is like I always fearing like speaking in public. I always fear speaking in public, so I want to boost my confidence through Grand Challenges, because I know at the end of the Grand Challenges, there will be like presentations and that kind of things. So I can practice my presentation and my communication skills also.
I remember, yeah, of course. I remember your presentation from Friday, and you all did really, really well, genuinely. I mean, I was so proud to see everyone doing so well. It was really, really wonderful. So no, thank you very much. And it's great to hear that you wanted to build on those skills, and hopefully you feel like you did, which is fabulous. That's really, really what we want to see. That's what Grand Challenges is all about. It was something to say, we haven't actually spoken about what your project is. Indira, do you want to talk a little bit about your project?
Yeah, sure. We thought of creating a website to make accessibility easier among students in the Exeter, like where they can go and access and learn more about the things they want to learn. But when we were researching, we found out Exeter, the website didn't have like a proper accessibility page where we can gather information. So we planned on creating a widget in the iExeter app where we can easily access these things and learn more about to help yourself or others. That was a goal. We plan on creating posters about each neurodiverse problems and how we can look at like the symptoms and the presentation. And we also gathered real life examples from people through the forms to know more about it and educate people.
Amazing. Yeah, so you did like a massive kind of diversity of things, didn't you? So you had, would you say you did some surveys, you made some posters, you also worked on your accessibility widget kind of plan as well. One of the great things about, well, there are two really good things about Grand Challenges to pull from that. The first is, I guess, kind of the wide variety of things that you can produce. I don't know if you would all agree, but you never get the opportunity to do things like this during your degree. In your degree, it's like make a PowerPoint presentation, write an essay, and that's it. Whereas with this, you get to do such a wide diversity of different things, which I think is fabulous. The other thing I wanted to say as well is how much the university kind of cares about the things that students do with Grand Challenges. So I know that you're all planning to take your project forward, aren't you? Which is amazing. That's so exciting. But yeah, so the wellbeing widget on the iExeter app was a Grand Challenges project from a few years ago, which I only found out during the week as well. You know, the university really cares about having student input, and you can really make a difference, which I think is fabulous. I mean, I mentioned briefly there that you plan to continue your project. What kind of thing are you planning on doing with that? Ronia, what were you doing kind of during the week? And who do you plan to kind of speak to afterwards to take your project forward?
So during the week, we just created the widget, like icon, what would go on it, like the proposed like layout for everything. I'm not actually in contact with the person. I think someone else in our group is actually in contact with the person that is going to help us take us forward, but we're planning on getting in contact with them and then proposing our idea and then working as a group again to actually make it happen and for it to be on the website.
Amazing. And it's good to hear that you're all kind of planning to stay as a group and all carry on working together. That's fabulous. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know we mentioned a little bit, Lorenzo, about you being able to work on your public speaking skills, which is fabulous. Did the other three of you, what skills do you feel like you've gained throughout the week?
First of all, I really like appreciate for the chance that I can meet different people from in the university that we are all like interested in the same topic. So when we are all like working together, even though we are from like different subjects or even different years in the university, but because we have the passion in the same topic. So I think what I learned is when people really like really love what you're doing and you think that is really meaningful, like the stuff what you're doing, then people are really like will much more willing to gain more. Like everyone will love to like to do whatever they can to make our project to be more perfect. So everyone will contribute during the whole project. And that's really touched because like when you're doing some like your personal group project in your degrees, like people are just, maybe they were only think about their own grade, like how we can get a higher grade. And after the project done, then everyone will like never get in touch again. So, but this project, because we are all really passionate about the topic, so that's why we're still like keep in touch. And then we will really willing to keep going on what we have done in the week. So I think that's really meaningful to me because that's also remind me if I want to have my career in the future, I need to like really do something I'm passionate about. Otherwise, things will just like not to be that perfect as I think. Yeah.
I mean, there's so much in there to pull out and talk a little bit more about. I mean, the interdisciplinary nature of Grand Challenges is great, obviously. I mean, you've all said your degrees and you're all doing kind of wildly different things, which is fabulous. You get to meet people outside of your degree. That's brilliant, outside of your year. But also from that, I mean, you mentioned when you do group projects as part of your degree, there is always a couple of people that are not invested in it, that don't want to take part. But Grand Challenges, it's great because, the worst thing about a group project is sometimes you're the only person that cares, which is really, really upsetting. But Grand Challenges, you know, loads of people are really, really invested in it and they're really enthused about the topic because everyone chooses to sign up to it, which is fabulous. Indira, do you have anything to add about what skills you've gained throughout the week?
My main concern was public speaking. I would rather just sit in my room and just not participate. I just come in between and share my opinions and just get the hell out of the group works. So in here, when we spend like the whole day together, I get to share my opinions and also hear about people's ideas as well. And we get to like interact with each other, find out if it's wrong or right. So I really came out of my comfort zone and I talked with people. So I guess I would say public speaking.
Yeah. So it's that kind of confidence, not only to speak in front of people like on the Friday, but also just to speak up within a team as well, which is fab. It's a nice an opportunity to do both, which is really, really lovely. Another thing that I wanted to talk about very briefly is you had some talks at the beginning of the week, right? I don't know if you remember, I'm sure that was quite a while ago, but I know we had some groups talk to me about how the talks inspired them, how they kind of helped them choose the direction of their project. I wondered what you took from the talks at the start of the week.
I thought they were very interesting. I liked listening to all of the various different areas in neurodiversity, and like I liked hearing their experience, yeah, and where they came from and how like they started and where they, especially I think the one that stood out to me was, I can't quite remember her name, but she went through loads of difficulties in her life. She was put on meds but she came out and she's quite young as well. And she's done so much with her life. She's created a charity. Yeah, it's quite inspired me as a psychology student to, yeah, just carry on my passion.
Amazing. No, I, Zizi's talk, that was the name of the girl who did the talk for the neurodiversity section. I thought it was amazing. Yeah. So at the talks at the start of the week, it was kind of a mixture of professionals coming in and talking about their experience. But Zizi was talking about her own life and how, you know, the struggles that she'd been through, which, I mean, a lot of the kind of more professional talks were inspiring for people's projects. But I thought Zizi's was kind of I don't know, inspiring for sort of life in general, which I think, she was really, really incredible to listen to. Yeah, I don't know if any of you have anything to add to that. That's just my personal take on it.
I think the second thing, like the academics and grand challenges is so helpful, I can say, because they help us to move forward with our project and with our idea. Because I remember there's one day that we kind of stuck in our idea, and then I think Jonathan comes in and then just give us some idea, and then we can move forward from there. I think academics lead is so helpful for me.
I'm glad. Fabulous. Yeah, so I was going to ask Lorenzo, could you elaborate a bit on like all of the different people that are available to help you throughout the week? So obviously you've got the academic lead. You said you had Jonathan come around to help. Who else do you have? Apart from me, of course.
I just want to say you. But yeah, we have other facilitators and the SPAs, the student program assistant, you. And we also have like coaching session, presentation, like presentation coaching session. So, and then we also have like, I forgot the name, but it's happened in day two. Anyone remember? Like,
The skills sessions, right? Did any of you go to some of the skills sessions?
Yeah, I personally go to the digital marketing one. And it's, for me, it's quite useful to learn like marketing outside of your degree.
Great, amazing. Yeah, so loads of support available throughout the week, I imagine. I mean, I don't know if any of you were a little bit kind of nervous coming into Grand Challenges. You have only a week to do a whole project, which seems like quite a lot. You're meeting loads of new people. It's a bit scary, but no, like Lorenzo said, we've got presentation coaching sessions. There are loads of people around to help, facilitators, academic leads, student program assistants, aka me. And yeah, the skills building workshops as well are great, not only to help with your project, but they also look good on your CV as well. Julia, which you said, you nodded when you said that you'd attended a skills session. Which one did you do?
I did one, it's like networking thing. It's more about teaching you how to maintain your networking with people. And I do think that is interesting because the professor gives like lots of method and situation cases to tell us like in which kind of situation what you can do and what you should not do. And I think that is interesting as well, yeah.
Amazing. I'm glad to hear that you took so much from it. That's lovely. I was going to now have a question. I'm going to go around in a circle and ask each of you about what your favourite bit of the week was. Indira, do you want to start? Sorry to put you on the spot.
My favourite moment would be when we got the printed out posters and we could see in real life how colourful our posters were. It was really amazing to see in real life, like the colours and all of the text and things and the graphics we put it in the posters were really good to see in the printed form. So that would be my like a best
Amazing. Yeah. So one of the good things about Grand Challenges is that you have access to, this is for people listening at home, I'm sure you all know this, you were there, but you have access to the university printing services, so you can make a poster that is really glossy and really lovely. And your poster design was fabulous as well. So they made loads of really great colourful posters that looked lovely in the forum, but would also go on their accessibility widget as well, just to give people a little bit more information, which I thought was great. And they did look amazing. So I don't know which member of your group designed them, but I'm a big fan. It looked great. Julia, your turn. What was your favourite moment from the week?
Well, I think the favourite moment of the week is, well, everyone presenting in the hall, like presents what they've done for the whole week, because in the whole way, we're just focusing on our own project, but you got a chance to like to see, like to peek what others doing for the week. So I think that's interesting because everyone got so many creative and ideas. And yeah, I really like that.
Yeah, it's so good to see what everyone else has been up to, isn't it? I mean, there's such a kind of breadth of projects and people take things in their own direction, which I think is, again, one of the really good things about Grand Challenges is just kind of the freedom that you have, you know, with essays and stuff, you're constrained to one question, but here you can go in whatever direction you choose, which I think is great. Ronia, do you want to go next? What was your favourite memory from the week?
I think going along with both what Indira and Julia said, definitely what seeing our efforts throughout the week being put on display, and also seeing what everyone else also did in that short amount of time and all their ideas and all the directions we could have gone in our project. But I also liked working with everyone else of like all different disciplines and seeing their ideas. And we also had like a pretty big group compared to others. I like seeing how everyone was inputting and how we all work together. Yeah, I think that was definitely my favorite part of the week.
Amazing, thank you so much. No, it's those bits are always quite popular, the showcase on Friday, seeing what everyone else has been up to. And again, I mean, there's nothing more satisfying than seeing all of your hard work all come together when you all get to look at your posters for the first time. It's great, it's lovely. Lorenzo, your turn, last one. What was your favorite part of the week?
I think the same, like the celebration part, like the last day, because like you see your hard work paid off, you know, like, and then apart from that, you can see other people's project. I still remember one of the other project in mental health, neurodiverse sector, is like Bobby the Block, the cute things. It's so like, so innovative and like, so creative as well. So, yep.
Yeah, so that was another group who made a storybook that was about TheraPlay. Completely different to yours, of course, like scope is completely different. They're much more wide, while yours is focused really on the university. Theirs was a storybook, whereas yours was a widget. So it's, you know, I guess it shows kind of the breadth of things you can do in Grand Challenges, which is great. And both equally valuable, equally amazing projects, genuinely. They were both brilliant. I was also going to say, was there anything that surprised you about the week?
Well, I actually do, because, you know, like the whole week is only like 5 days. And at first, I don't really think that we can really achieve like so many things in a week. And when I come to here, I would think, oh, maybe we can just like do a PowerPoint and have some brainstorm and that's all. But then after the whole event, because maybe we got like a lot of creative people and we got lots of help from the Grand Challenge team. So we actually like built something that's really workable for the future, and it really can help the university to like improve their apps. So I think that's a really surprised me. Yeah. I still can't believe we've been like doing so much during the week.
Absolutely. That tends to be something a lot of people say, actually, that they don't believe that they can achieve so much. It's amazing to see. And as well, it's another thing that Grand Challenges is great for, is really building that confidence in yourself, and that you can do something, you can achieve something within a week. You are able to, you're creative enough, you're, you know, disciplined enough. So that's wonderful. Anyone have anything else to add? Anything else they were surprised about?
It's the same as Julia said, but like, I also like amazed and surprised as well of how structured and how fast my group is, like the progress of my group. Because I remember like we spent 2 days or less, like 2 days for like brainstorming. And then we only have 3 days left to make the posters, make the research, and then make the PowerPoint for the presentation. So it's a lot of things to do in those 3 days, sorry. And I didn't believe our group like can finish it on time.
Wonderful. But you did, you all came together and you all managed to do it, and it, yeah, looked really great. Very well done to all of you. I was also just going to say one final question for you all. I don't know how nervous you were going into Grand Challenges. I know I was a little bit when I did it last year. What would you say to someone who is a little bit nervous, whether that's because of having to put a project together in a week, nervous about meeting new people, nervous about public speaking? What would be your advice to someone thinking to sign up for Grand Challenges?
I think it's understandable that you can be stressed, but everyone there is so supportive. Obviously, it's good for your CV, but you gain so many skills, you meet so many people. Everyone helps you, you work as a group, and hopefully your group is also, everyone in there is also very motivated, just like you. So that makes it easier. Yeah, there's no need to be stressed or worried.
Wonderful. Anything else to add from the other three?
And you get a new set of friends. I think that's another positive thing as well. You get along with people with same mindset, and you get share ideas and thoughts, and at the end of the week you get a new set of friends, and I think it's a good thing.
Which is one, no, that is wonderful, especially because they're people that you wouldn't really have met otherwise, being, you know, as you said, different years, different degrees. The chance of being able to come together with a group of such like-minded, motivated people any other way than grand challenges, the chance is very, very small. So anyway, Lorenzo, what was your last thing that you wanted to add?
My advice is just like, just do it, like, don't think about it, and you will see the impact to yourself of like knowing what you're capable of. It's just nice to have, I think.
Amazing. I would definitely agree. I mean, once you're kind of in the week, it goes by so quickly. You're just really busy and you don't even realize that you're creating something amazing. You're making new friends. You don't even realize, you're just kind of focused on your task. And at the end of the week, you look back on it and you're like, oh, wow, I've done really well. Look at that. Which is fabulous, I think. I believe that's kind of everything. So thank you very much to all of you for sharing your experiences. They've been really, really insightful. And it's so good to hear that you've all had such a good time, made some new friends and produced something wonderful. So thank you very much.
This was the Career Zone podcast, brought to you by the University of Exeter Career Zone. Check out iTunes and Spotify to keep up with all of our regular releases. And if you'd like us to cover something else in another episode, just send us a message. Hashtag CareerZone Podcast, at UOE CareerZone, or at UOE Cornwall CareerZone on Instagram, and we'll follow up in one of the next episodes.